I forget now how many, I think it was last year, maybe the year before. That was convenient because it was only one block from Penn Station. So I just get out at Penn Station, just walk across the street, and there I am.
Yep. You don't even have to switch to a subway.
No, but that's when I was doing coverage testing below ground, so that's when I was on many, many, many subways. Just about every day. I would go into the office, pick up some whatever I needed, get my paperwork done, and leave. So I'd be out in the field most of the time. I spent, in the beginning, I spent very little time in the office. And then I would go back to the office when I was done, and I would write the reports that I need, and then leave. But in the beginning, very little time in the office, 90% of the time in the field. But then as things progressed, you know, it reversed. Then I spent more time in the office and less in the field. Unless there was something else that came up, but I was all over the place. And the day would be going pretty quick, you know, because of where I was and, you know, the commute. But it was kind of fun.
Yep. Oh, well. Anyway, I just got to check something here. I'll be right back. WB2ZS.
All right, WA2CDO. GKNB.
Yeah, I'm back. Was that Richie? All alone?
Yeah, I'm here. I thought I just heard Andy, but I only heard the call sign, so I thought, whatever. I tuned in at the last of the conversation. Anyway, good morning, Steve, and I guess that's Andy over there. Steve?
You did hear me. That was me. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. I've given it back to Steve. But that's okay. Today a work day or an off day?
Well, both. I'm working and I'm here, but I'm working here today, out of my house.
Oh, actually, that's a work-at-home day. All right, always good. Steve? Steve must have a phone call, Andy. All right, how was your weekend?
All right, it was good. Yeah, that's why I didn't come back, because Steve probably has a phone call because he didn't come back to you. It was a good weekend. I did some shopping. I did some clothes shopping, and I got to buy more clothes. I want to get myself a winter coat. Now, the one that I have is not too old, but unfortunately, one of the pockets has a rip in it. And if I put my keys in the pocket, I once got scared because there's a hole in the pocket and the keys fell through the hole and went into the liner and fell, like, behind my coat. It was stuck in the corner. And I remember I went to reach for my keys because I was going to my car somewhere, and I couldn't find my keys. I'm looking in the pockets, I looked in my pants, but I can't find it. And then I realized, oh, there's a little hole, and the keys must have fallen through the hole. It's funny. And I said, if they fell through the hole, then they wound up at the bottom, the very bottom of the coat where the liner meets. So I had to take my coat off, and I felt around, and I said, oh, I feel a lump. Oh, that's my keys. That's where it wound up. So, I got to buy. That's funny, isn't it?
Okay, you can't. I've had the same thing happen. But the bottom line is, Andy, you can take your jacket into a tailor for $5 or whatever. They'll sew up the pocket, even reinforce it, if you like the jacket. Otherwise, just get another jacket.
Yeah, I could bring it to the cleaners over where I get my suits cleaned. They do tailoring there, so they could. Any cleaners will do that. Yeah, I thought of that. We could bring it over there and they'll sew it up and patch it up. No, it's one of those pea coats, and you know what they are. And what I like about this coat is warm. I think it's woolen, and you know it is warm in the winter.
Well, it is always nice to have a warm jacket to wear in wintertime, as opposed to a lightweight jacket that wouldn't keep you warm. I mean, anyway, if you like the jacket and you don't feel like spending the bucks now, they can just sew your pocket up there. Other than that, you know, I have to do some shopping also. But I think I got some jeans, and I find that the Gap jeans are reasonably priced and a pretty good fit for me.
Let me see if Steve is back. All right, not yet. I was going to say, if you go to buy jeans, that's the place. And I guess you go to the one in Roosevelt Field?
Actually, I had to think about that because I haven't been there for a while. I think there's a Gap by me in Walt Whitman Mall. Walt Whitman Mall, which I have to look, actually, for where the closest one is. And I Roosevelt Field's a schlep for me.
I think you're right. There is one in Walt Whitman, yes. I'm pretty sure. I forgot about that. That's a lot closer to you, so yeah, that makes sense. I go to the one in Roosevelt Field because that's closer to me. You know, right in Garden City. And I've been to Roosevelt Field many times. many times, of course. And shopping, I'm talking about. I just bought some clothes at Target. And, I just bought a shirt and some pants. But, you know, their selection is limited, you know, because it's not really a clothing store. So, I like shopping at JCPenney's. And they offer coupons also, so they give you discounts there, too. And I've bought clothes there many times. And they're in Roosevelt Field.
Yeah, well, of course, in Roosevelt Field, you have so many other stores there anyway. But I'm thinking that there may even be an independent store, you know, not in a mall, up in Plainview on Southwest of Bay Road. I can't remember. I think there used to be a Gap store there. But in any event, you know, as far as jeans go, they're reasonable. As far as anything else goes, I don't even know. Funny. Anyway, they also have some good jackets, you know, some heavyweight jackets for wintertime. Teach candy.
All right, I pause for Steve again. There's a Burlington coat factory not far from me also. It's actually on the way to Roosevelt Field. It's on Stewart Avenue in Garden City. So I was thinking of stopping by there because, of course, they would have all different types of coats, jackets, and everything else. So, the shopping that I want to do next is I want to go to Bed and Bath. Couldn't think of it all of a sudden. I get coupons from them, Bed and Bath. I got to buy some bedding stuff, which I need. So, that's the place that I go, Bed and Bath. I've shopped there, you know, for stuff. So you can have a lot of different things, as you know.
Yeah, that's Laurie Guinier's favorite place. Most of the products that she, I shouldn't say most, but a good many products that she invests in end up in Bed Bath & Beyond. And they have some really interesting stuff. You know, it's like, they have reasonable prices, but some nice, unique pieces that you can get there. Anyway, I'm going to sign because I have put a cold over the weekend. You can hear it in my voice. So it's a stress. Talk too much at any given time. So I will catch you later. WA2CDL, KTKNB.
Okay, I guess Steve's still on the phone. I'm sure he's still on the road. He said traffic was pretty heavy. Well, you know, that's the convenience of where we live compared to the guy out in Nebraska that comes on and says that when he has to go shopping, he has to travel for an hour or so or more just to find a place to go shopping. So, yep, that's the way it is here. At least, you know, it's, even if I wanted to go to a car wash, there's one right over here in West Hempstead, and it would take me less than 5 minutes to get to, including Home Depot, which is right here, and Harbor Freight, which is also right here, and all the places, you know. So, yeah, it's convenient. Stuff like this, places to shop, as you know. All right, rest your voice. I'll talk to you later. WHCDO.
Morning, Andy. This is Joe Seymour.
No, I just called you about 5 minutes ago or so. Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I went to that Five Corners place. Now I know where it is. I wanted to, you know, just see where it was located. I didn't even know there was one over there. But, I've been to that intersection, through that intersection many times. And at first, I didn't see it because I didn't know which street it's on, which corner. And then I passed it. So at least I know. The one in Malvern is a little bit closer to me, as you know. That's the one I'm thinking of going to. It's, you know, even though the other one is basically right down the road, Malvern is just on the other side of the southern state, as you know. So I may go over to that one.
WB2EAV.
Morning, Ed. You recognize. Is that Fitness 19? I think it's... That's what it's called. Ed, you pick it up and give it to Andy.
Sounds like Ron. I was hoping you would fill in my gaps on exactly why Andy wants to go to Malvern, but you left me holding the bag. Andy?
The gym. There's a gym there. It's the Fitness 19. Yeah, I was actually there. I was inside last year or the year before to make an inquiry about the cost and what they offer. And it's okay. I didn't join. I used to belong to the one on Hempstead Turnpike in Franklin Square. And I'm just trying to remember the name of it. I belonged to that one for years, but I never went there. I went there just a few times. And I kept paying for membership, and finally I gave it up. But the problem over there in Franklin Square, parking was terrible. Sometimes I would have to wait just to get a parking spot, and it was always crowded, and I didn't like that. Fitness 19 over here in Malvern, at least they have the parking lot in the back. But the problem is because the railroad is right there, that gets filled up pretty quick, and I see that. Other than weekends, the parking is a little bit tough there too. So that's that problem. I'd like to go to a place that has, you know, ample parking. So that's the story, Ed. That's why I'm talking about fitness. Ron?
WB2ZFC. Morning, Steve. I'll give it to you, and then you give it to Ed. I'll give it to Andy, then I get it. I haven't been to the Fitness 19 place. Some people have left from the gym where I go. I'm heading that way now. I'm just going shopping at the grocery store across the island. So whatever suits your needs. I understand that it's cheaper by Fitness 19 than where I go. And there's a lot of families that go there. They have different programs, different classes. So it may have more to offer. Oh, check it out. So let me give it to Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hi, Ron. I just wanted to leverage, you know, my main attack. My phone started ringing off the hook when he started saying hello to me. I just wanted to let him know it wasn't anything he said. Who'd you say was up next, Ed?
Yes, go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Andy, I've been thinking, why do you want to join a gym when you basically have the makings of a complete gym in your house? I mean, just for one exercise, you can move your boat anchor hammerings from one room to the other. Is that really any different than the weightlifting in a gym?
That's good. I like that one. Yeah, move from point A, point A to point B. Well, actually, I have here the Schwinn Cardio. I just moved it upstairs to my spare bedroom because I want to use it. You know, which I bought new. It's the Schwinn Cardio exercise bike, which actually the my cardiologist recommends. That's one of the ones that they use in the fitness area over at the rehabilitation area where they for cardiac patients for the hospital. So it's the same one, and I bought it. And I use it a few times, but for the social aspect of that, I want to get out and join a gym just for the social, because I found that when I used to belong to, it used to be Jackal Lane, then it became Bally's. This was back in the late 80s, early 90s. I met some interesting people. And this was the one on Queens, it used to be on Queens Boulevard. I don't think it's there anymore. Not far from work. I used to go there, and I was a member. So, for the social aspect, it's good. That's the way I look at it. I'm looking at it anyway. All right, so that's the story with that. Let me give it... Richie, by the way, signed Steve, because he said his voice was... wanted the rest of his voice. So, Ed, back to you.
So, let's see. You have, like I said, enough boat anchors to do weightlifting. You have a cardio bike. I understand, but yeah, it is a little bit solitary. So if you want to join it for some social reasons, that sounds fine. That sounds fine. On the other hand, the stereotype that you see in TV ads of gyms is they all have these very buff, very young, very attractive people. I suspect the reality may not live up to that. Over to Steve. That's right, Steve left, Ron.
And two that you see, almost that touchdown. Well, it's not true at the time I go. Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the morning. I would say there's a good portion of retired people, but it's mixed because some work later on in the day or nights and so on. And the people are nice. There's a lot of friends of mine there. And you're the type that... that likes to talk and meet people, so you're not going to have any trouble making acquaintances there. So I'll listen out, and I'll give it back to Andy.
All right, I took a slight pause. Steve's probably on the phone again, because he gets a lot of calls. Yeah, I like meeting people. You know, it's fun to meet and talk, and although the truth is... Most of the people that do work out, young ones, old ones, you know, they're listening to music, have the headphones on, and so on. When I'm on the train, because I take the train to work, the railroad, and hundreds and thousands of times, and most people are distracted by playing with their cell phones. So, years ago, it was different, when I recall. You know, when I started taking, not as much as it is now, but most, as far as, you know, having a conversation with somebody that you're sitting next to, it's generally not easy because people are so distracted, including myself, because I put my headphones on and listen to music while I'm on the train, so it's nice. And I bought these, really nice Bose Bluetooth headphones, which are noise-canceling, and the noise-canceling is great. I turn that on, I don't hear anything except for the music that I want to listen to, or anything else. And I just pair it with my phone, and that works great. So, all right, Ron, let me give it back to Ron, because he's had to stop. Ron, back to you. You can sign out and pass it to Ed.
Sounds like Ron's already there. But yeah, you know, you do bring up a point. If everybody in the gym is listening to music as they work out. That would put a crimp in the social aspect.
By the way, I'm back.
We got you. Okay, I'll give it to you next. Ron probably saw it. Yeah, I spoke too long. Yeah, it does. You know, because, you know, when you're on, and I'm not looking for weight, I'm looking for more cardio. I'm not looking to lift weights or anything like that. I'm not, you know, I could add that in, but I like, you know, the stair climber, the bicycle, stationary bike, you know, things like that. I always, and that's what this bike that I have, the Schwinn that I bought, does that. And it is a cardio exercise machine, so that's what, and you do work up a good sweat doing it, for sure. But, you know, see, the thing is, when the way they have these machines laid out, you know, there's two people, one on one machine, one on the other, right next door to each other, right next to each other. So you can have a conversation if nobody's listening on their headphones or watching TV or something that they have. But exercising to music, I find, is also enjoyable. Even taking a brisk walk around a track at a school, putting the headphones on. So that's another way of doing it. There's many ways. So bicycle riding, I would not wear headphones, by the way, because I would have to pay more attention to cars and so on, unless I'm riding in a place where there's no traffic. So that's an issue. All right, Steve, over to you.
You feel left out of this, because that's one thing I don't do, exercise.
Well, you know, Steve, you might get a fair amount of exercise as a byproduct of other things you do. So maybe you do get some exercise, and that's why you feel you don't need the need to do it in an organized manner. I mean, I'm kind of in that category, and I've also been known to go for walks around the neighborhood, sometimes in less than good weather. So I've never really had an urge to join a gym. But then again, you know, if I haven't tried it, I really don't know. But my wife has gone to various gyms, and from listening to her, it doesn't exactly whet my proverbial appetite. Let's see, NGWB2EAV.
As he said, you know, a few times a week, so I always hear him going to the gym, which is good. You get into that routine, and you make it a lifetime thing. And the problem with me is, not that it's a problem, I do some exercise, but not enough. I want to do more. And when I do it, I enjoy it. Even just taking a brisk walk is nice. Because it's, you know, not only it clears my mind, but, you know, it's, you get that rush, which is good. What do they call them, endorphins or something? I forget what it's called. I'll be right back. I have to put I'll be right back. W8CDO. Go ahead, Steve, over to you.
And another motive. Okay, catch you in a minute, Andy. Hi, Ed. Yes, you're right. Organized is the correct term for it. I have no desire for that. I'm just doing too much during the day.
That's my point. If you're running around like a lunatic and slugging and stuff, that counts. That counts.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see what happens. I'm attempting to get into the office so I can pack up and get out, but I'm not making any good time.
I'm sorry, Steve. Is there anything I can do to help?
Yeah, remember the Benson gyrocopter?
Very vaguely, are you implying you should fly to work? And what if it made you think that if flying became viable, flying would become every bit as crowded as what you're in right now.
Well, I don't know about that. Although, crazy people, never mind. Anyway, you asked me what you could do to help.
Well, I didn't hear an answer mentioning a gyrocopter is not something I have in my wherewithal to do for you.
Oh, I figured maybe you had one laying around.
Will you accept a 2-seat, 170 horsepower, low-wing monoplane?
It's just going to be a little tough to land in Queens, that's all. I don't know. Yeah, I think those things were designed to work with Volkswagen engines.
No. No. You do not want to use an automotive engine in an airplane, any kind of a serious airplane, for a multitude of reasons, starting with the fact of, in a car, normally, you very, very rarely need one about 20 horsepower. The peak horsepower is only when you floor it, which is very, very, very rare. Whereas on a plane, you basically, at the end of the runway, you floor it and it stays floored till you're at altitude, and then, even then, you back off to about 3/4 power to fly level. A car engine would melt under those circumstances.
Yeah, I know. The VW engine was an air-cooled engine, and it was a slightly different design. You know, from the Beetle. You remember the little Beetle? The original one, not the thing that they're calling a bug now.
Oh, absolutely. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I think they use them in some, like, ultralights and the like. No, but no, I'm talking about a fairly serious airplane. Small, but serious. And also, aircraft engines have a lot of features that automotive engines don't have, like redundant ignition systems and stuff like that. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is, would you believe my son has taken on a new obsession? There are companies that actually sell serious kit airplanes. And, I mean, they're real airplanes, and you have to have an FAA certified and all this and all that, but my son is dabbling with actually building his own kit airplane.
Oh, that I'm aware of. I don't really, I mean, you are saving money doing it that way, and you are doing, but I have seen them. And by the way, the Benson gyrocopter was like, not what you would call a serious aircraft. It was a single seat, open, almost an ultralight in some respects, I guess.
Oh, yes. But also, with my son's flying, this becomes very obvious that flying, no surprise, is not for the faint of heart. And it's not for the faint of wallet either, because all of this great stuff they have now can cost as much as the airplane.
So I understand that. You know, unfortunately, it seems the common denominator with ham radio is most people who get involved with ham radio are also involved in other rather expensive hobbies. I mean, you remember the guys out on the Sheldon repeater? Used to be a whole bunch of pilots out there. There were people, I knew people who, there was a group that scuba. Other people like ourselves, that are involved in firearms. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy things, and you and I participate in a number of them. Okay, look, I'm here, I gotta run.
You have a very good day. Stay dry. And good luck with the traffic. WB2EAV.
WB2ZSE.
WB2EAV, WA2CDO, are you still listening? I didn't hear that station. Go ahead, WA2CDO.
And KD2KNH, hope you can hear me now.
You're pretty noisy where you are.
Well, it's really odd. I'm running high power and I'm in Islandia. Alright. Well, you sound much better today than I did the other day when I was talking to you.
Unfortunately, I can't hear the repeater from my end, so I don't know if it's the repeater at your end. I don't think it's the link. But I'm not sure. But you are very, you're noisy getting into it.
Hey, I'm just pulling back to the office anyway. We'll see. I'll try it later. Problem for my end. I'll bring a picture later. KD2KH there. Have a good day.
Yeah, I don't know if something is desensing the repeater at your end. I can't tell. But it sort of sounds like that. Because once in a while it just clears up completely. And it's not on my end. Alright, I'm listening to myself coming back from the West repeater. Talk to you later. I think you said you were going to sign out, but again, you're very noisy. WA2CDL, see you later.
Yeah, I'm
going to
send you back to my parking lot. I got it.
I'm back. WA2CDL, go ahead.
Okay, so Cross Island, I just left it. It's across the street from the gym. So what are you up to today? So you're working from home?
Yeah, I got computer work to do. I got a report I got to write for work.
Okay, a quick update on my wife's card. You were in, you're checking out the... Why the radio shuts off on transmit, and I was using that battery pack. Well, I bit the bullet and I went to an alarm stereo place and had them run a wire, and it works fine now.
Yeah, so the wiring was not heavy enough in current, in amperage, right?
Well, our receiver was fine, but on transmit it would shut off. The radio was shut off. And you said there was a voltage drop. You checked it with the meter, remember?
Yeah, so now that we had the wire replaced, it's no longer that condition.
Well, they ran a line, a power line to the battery, the right way with the fuse and so on. So I got 12-gauge wire, 20-amp fuse. Really neat job. Comes up underneath the passenger seat.
Okay, that sounds good. Yep, sounds like that's the way to do it.
So that's good for when we go on trip. Well, it's a damn day today in the neighborhood, huh?
And regarding the weather?
Yeah.
Well, at least it's not snowing.
That's a four-letter word I don't like.
I don't like it either. Yeah, but... can't stop it if it happens. That's the problem.
So I ran into a friend, a family friend for years, in the store, and they sold their house in Malvern with the pool and everything. They're moving to Boynton Beach, Florida. So I can't take the cold. You're going to be warm down there. High humidity too, but she says air conditioning is the answer to that.
Yeah, hear somebody say, Boynton Beach.
Yeah, that was Joe, KZ2T. You're noisy, but I heard you. Boynton Beach, yeah, Joe.
Good morning, guys. Andy, I don't know what's wrong. I'm here in Holbrook, Patchogue area. And I don't know why the receiver is very in the southern receiver.
Oh, you're not hearing Sheldon that well, right? Is that what you're saying? I think I doubled. You're not hearing Sheldon that well? Joe, I think I'm doubling with you. Joe, you hear me okay, but you're not hearing the repeater that well?
He doesn't hear well either. He had mentioned Boynton Beach. I don't know if that's where he has his place at. Try it again, KG2T, N2ZUC Mobile.
I'm just about hearing Joe. Because Charlie said also he was having trouble. At least I was having trouble hearing him through the repeater, so. Joe, if you hear me, I don't know where you are, but you're not getting in.
I'm pushing 50 watts, and I am about maybe 10 miles away at the most from the repeater site.
Okay, I hear you, but you're noisy into the repeater. How are you hearing the repeater at your end?
Right now, at this moment, from the spot I'm at, I hear you fine, Andy. Right now, I copy you fine. Where I was before, like a few parking spots away, I could barely copy you. The repeater was dropping in and out.
What town are you in?
Holbrook, Long Island, near Patchogue.
What exit is that on the LIE? What exit?
62. Andy, 62. Copy, over.
And you should hear the repeater pretty well from over there. At 62, okay. Oh, yeah, Patchogue Holbrook. Yeah, okay, I just realized where you are. All right, you're getting in now, but you're still noisy. All right, something may have to look into.
Okay, but Andy, I'm coming through the Sheldon repeater. I'm not going straight through Glen Oaks. I'm coming into the Sheldon repeater, and that's where I'm listening to you guys. All right, take care. Ron, we're in Boynton Beach. That's where I live in Florida.
I don't know. I was in a store and I ran into a woman, friends of ours for years. Her and her husband had a house in Malvern and they sold it, and they're going to be moving in January to Boynton Beach. That's all I know. So she said she can't take the cold weather, and that was the choice. And I said I wish them well and so on, and good luck. Over to you, Joe.
All right. I'm curious which community she's at. Because that's where my house is. I got back Friday night, and I'm going to go back early January. I'm going to go back where it's nice and warm. All right, see you guys later. I'm going into Home Depot. I got to pick up a few things. Back to you. See you guys later.
First Rachel, go ahead, Andy.
Okay, really good. Yeah, Joe, I know you're going to the East repeater. That I know for sure. And I have to see why it's you're noisy into it. And so was Charlie before. He was noisy into it also. At least at this end. All right, talk to you later, Joe, WHCDO.
Let me ask you a question, Andy. They have no repeater in Plainview anymore. It's out now. It's in Selvin.
UHF repeater is in Plainview, not the not the link, not the VHF repeater. It's been like that for a while. So that's how it's set up.
Yeah, that's quite a distance from here, Selwyn, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exit 60-something on the LIE.
Well, that's good for people out east, like Charlie. So, Andy, a lot of people I know are snowbirds, and some are moving, but so far we have our place in Delaware. We go back and forth to that.
Okay. Well, that's good. At least you got a second place to go to.
Roger, roger. Oh, talking about radios. Yesterday, I said, let me go on the HF for a little while. There's like three contests. And I don't sit there. Well, if I'm there for half an hour, that's it. So I made six contacts on 20 with the ARRL sweepstakes. So I got to check out. I'd like to know if the radio works at least. At Utah, Wisconsin, Texas, a couple other places.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I didn't know there was a contest on yesterday. But, yeah, there's always contests, for sure.
I would prefer to be ranch-showing, to have a conversation like we do, but it's sometimes it's hard to get somebody to talk to. In the contest, at least you know the radio works and the way you got it and so on. Nothing in DX, but just stateside stuff. And some of these guys must have some stations. They had those different letters. I forgot what he had, but he must have had 1,500 watts and a tremendous power. But that's how they come booming in. And then sometimes they get me, they don't. But after a few times of it, I don't get through, I move on.
Yeah, they call it a big gun. You got to compete with the big guns out there. Yeah. I was never a contester. I didn't really have that much interest in it. It's interesting to listen to, but not into that. More so than just like rag chewing, like we're doing now, like you say.
Oh, but I'm not a rag shooter. I like shooter. Rag chewer. I am a rag chewer. I'm not a contester at all. I like to make a few contacts once in a while and see if the radio works. Oh, I got a good question for you. The wire antenna I'm using, QSO King, it's called, was it 10 through 40, it's 44 feet long and 35 feet high and so on. The plastic insulation on the wire itself, I see, is coming off in spots, but yet the antenna still works.
Well, yeah, you're not changing the electrical specifications of it, it's just the insulation. Probably due to weather, it's cracking and becoming brittle, and it's because it's subject to the outdoor climates, the weather conditions.
Right, I figured that out. But why I'm not happy about that happening is I hope that the wire does not deteriorate more quickly because now it's not protected by the plastic insulation.
Is it solid or stranded?
It's stranded. I think it might be 14-gauge copper. I'm not sure.
Is it copper well wire? So there is an antenna wire called copper well.
Oh, I don't know what it is. It wasn't cheap, so it shouldn't be junk.
If it was expensive, it's probably copper well, because that's more expensive. Yeah, I mean, copper well is good. And, yeah, you won't have any trouble, even though the insulation is coming off it. As long as the antenna is still up and it doesn't change its electrical characteristics, you're fine.
I'll get back in the driveway. Hold on. And I'm here, so good talking to you. Have a good day. Stay dry. It's drizzling here. WA2CDLN 2ZUC, be clear on your file.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go over to that gym over in Malva by the theater. Something 19. Check it out, see what they have to offer again, see what happens. Have a good day, too. WA2CDL. Talk to you later, next time.
Yeah, check it out. But the thing is, you got to go there and use it. Don't pay your money and then you stay home, Andy, because then you're losing out in the long run. Same thing with the pool. You want to get your exercise in. It's to your benefit there, if you know what I mean.
That's the trap I fall into. I'll join, and then I'll just never go. So that's why I've been hesitant. I have to make that commitment.
Well, try to do that. You'll make friends, and you'll enjoy it. And it's good for you. And to that, you say, have a good day.
Yep. See you later. Let me wait to CDL. I'm going to go back to work here.
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
N2KDN testing.
And W2OSR.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I don't know if you can hear me pretty good. I'm just trying out a new mic on my HT, N2KDN.
All right, I'm hearing you all right. I just got to turn up the volume.
Okay. You think that's me or it's you?
That's me with the settings on the radio in the car.
Okay. Yeah, I got one of those FBI style lapel mics and earphones for the HT, which I like.
All right. You know who I am, but I miss who you are.
That's Koch, N2KDN.
Okay, Koch. Not having talked to you for a year or two on the radio, I don't recognize your voice anymore.
No, that's okay. I forgot. You said you couldn't really hear me at first anyway. No sweat.
So, where are you? At home or up at your place of work?
No, I'm at work. Hopefully I'll be able to have an outside antenna soon. Or actually, I got one. I just got to get the connection done. Because the HT, I can hear stuff halfway decently on this repeater, but I can hit it, but I'm sure I'm just scratchy.
All right, well, you make it into repeater, fine. You know, maybe you walk around inside the building, that might change a little bit.
Well, second floor of the funeral home is a much better altitude than my house.
All right, well, yeah, that's true. No, outside antenna shouldn't be that difficult.
No, I got it there, and there's a roll of coax laying on the ground. I thought it was connected into the building, but it's not. So I don't know what happened. I think at some point when I was having work, so I just might need to replace the coax. But the antenna should be good. I'm trying to remember. I think it's a diamond, high gain. I forgot. It's one of the fiberglass ones, and it's a tri-band, 2 meter, 220, 440. Antenna should still be good.
Yeah, okay, most likely if it's only got two sections to it, it's most likely the 505 nice antenna. It works very well. As far as the coax, if you need a connector put on or something, because somebody cut it, let me know. I can do that for you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah, all the stuff has connectors and everything. Probably got lost in a couple of moves I did and not doing anything really with the radio for a couple of years. So I got to get my stock and supplies up, but I'll hit you up if I need anything. And likewise, if you need help doing anything at home, give me a call too.
Okay, appreciate it. Actually, I'm going to get out of the car in a couple of seconds. I'm dropping a letter off at the post office here in Glenhead.
All right, I'm going to jump out too, get back to work. This came in the mail, and of course, I had to try it out right away. Talk to you later, Bob, N2KDN, 73.
Okay, guys, take care, 73.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2SET, WB2AYS. WB2AYS. Hello, Joel, W2SET, you're on. And now, good afternoon. This car siren is going off at 12 noon. Back to you.
Okay, Peter. WB2SET, WB2AYS here. WB2AYS, located in Huntersville, North Carolina, about 14 miles north of Charlotte, North Carolina. And thank you very much for letting me use your repeater, WB2VL. Okay, Peter, today it's raining outside. It's light rain. Temperature's around 42, 43 degrees. I have to look on my outdoor thermometer to give you a better reading here. Hold on 1 second. Oh, okay. Okay, hold on 1 second. Go ahead, Pete. You transmit. Okay, Joel, WB2AYS, W2SET in Bayville, Long Island, New York, where the temperature is 39, so only 2 or 3 degrees chillier than you, but it's kind of a raw and damp day, and apparently it's going to be a raw and damp night also with rain, maybe a little more rain later tonight. And then it's going to clear out tomorrow. It's supposed to be up to 50. Weather's going to be coming on shortly, because I just got the news, Channel 7 News
ABC News on in the background here. So, yeah, you sound great, Joel. Everything sounds good and working well. And, yeah, it was a great time on Friday. We had the...